Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. At Liberty Coins, we both buy and sell merchandise with retail and wholesale customers where some prices can change 20,000 times a day. To offer competitive prices on both ends of the market, we must track current values of our products. Over the decades, Liberty has had dozens of student employees. When I interviewed prospective students for a job, one question I would ask is, what is something worth? Even though about half of our student employees have gone on to entrepreneurial careers, far more than the general population, only one applicant ever answered the question correctly. He said, what someone else is willing to pay for it. Most people don't understand that value is subjective. It depends on the facts and circumstances. A driver running low on gasoline late at night would be willing to pay a higher price at the only station open within 50 miles than if they were in a city in daytime with dozens of options. Or someone might enjoy some food that another wouldn't even touch because of an allergy or nutritional lifestyle. When people, young and old, are asked what something is worth, they often check retail selling prices at businesses or search online for information. But when you see prices, that does not tell you why the various prices are what they are. Since value is subjective and differs from one person to another, how does anyone know how much they are willing to pay to buy something or to charge to sell something? The answer points out one of the strongest advantages of a free enterprise system. In a market where buyers and sellers are not compelled or limited in what choices they have, sellers seek to offer goods and services they can provide in sufficient quantities at prices at which they can cover their costs and earn a profit. Buyers seek goods and services at the lowest cost and convenience for the optimum quality they prefer. Thus, the free enterprise system allows the maximum number of people, all of whom have subjective values, to come together to conduct mutually beneficial voluntary transactions. Why is this important? Come back Friday for more details on things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.